It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Wednesday, December 18th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. The Obama administration has chosen a new head of the glitch-plagued healthcare.gov website, Kurt Delbean. He's a former Microsoft executive who used to run the company's Microsoft Office division. So for some, Delbean's appointment represents the kind of recruitment from the private sector that should have happened a long time ago. Then again, Microsoft isn't the healthiest tech company at the moment. The Verge's Adrian Jeffries.
I mean, you could make an easy joke that Microsoft Office is an expensive and bloated product, which is sort of the problem with healthcare.gov.
But Jeffrey says Delbean will bring an important outside perspective, and as the replacement for Jeff Zients, who came most recently from a shining example of tech innovation called the Office of Management and Budget, Delbean brings something very important that wasn't there before.
There were 55 contractors involved. There were a bunch of different government agencies and a bunch of people at those government agencies that were sort of responsible for bits and pieces, but nobody was really standing up and taking responsibility for the whole thing.
Adrian Jeffries of the website The Verge. While we're talking government and tech, there's a Senate hearing today on the dangers of data brokers. What are they? Those third-party companies that collect consumer data and sell to the highest bidder. And as ironic as this may seem to anyone following NSA surveillance, our government is worried that data brokers might need a little regulation. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has the story.
Here's the thing about data brokers, companies like Axiom and Datalogix. They're largely invisible, says Adi Kamdar at the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
As a consumer, you pretty much never have a direct interaction with a data broker.
But they have a lot of interaction with us. Based on websites we visit, DMV records, tweets, and Facebook likes, they assign us marketing profiles. So, I don't know, divorced, overweight, condo-owning cat fancier. Chris Calabrese at the ACLU.
There are marketing lists of people with Alzheimer's, people who like to play the lottery. They can use that to serve you ads, to target people on the basis of their weakness.
Calabrese backs regulation to let consumers check and correct the data and prevent its use in employment screening. The Direct Marketing Association believes industry self-regulation has worked, and more government regulation could make targeted advertising less helpful to consumers. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Marketplace is a nonprofit, listener-supported service. To keep our coverage strong and relevant, please consider making a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today. Your gift in any amount helps us keep you up to date and well-informed wherever you are. Donate at marketplace.org by December 31st. All this week, we're talking about the digital currency Bitcoin. We've heard about what it is and how a company called Coinbase is trying to help more customers and businesses use it for transactions. Today, let's talk to a business that is now accepting Bitcoin. Dr. Paul Abramson runs the private practice My Doctor Medical Group in San Francisco. Dr. Abramson, thanks for joining us.
Hello.
What started this?
Before I went to medical school, I was an electrical engineer and a computer programmer. And I have a long-standing interest in privacy rights for individuals. And when I heard about Bitcoin, I was interested because it has this potential to allow more privacy and more control to individuals about how they transfer money.
Okay.
And we've had relatively few patients actually show up and have Bitcoin with which to pay. We've had a lot of interest, and a lot of patients show up and say they think it's really cool, but they don't have any Bitcoin.
Right.
Or they have Bitcoin, but they're not wanting to spend it because they're convinced that it will double in value in short order.
This week, someone paid you in Bitcoin, correct?
Oh, yeah. No, we've had people show up with Bitcoin, and they're mostly technology industry people who believe in Bitcoin as a concept. And we've mostly been converting the Bitcoin directly into dollars to limit our exposure to the exchange rate risk.
It sounds to me like for you right now, this is, it's a curiosity. How might it change, or how are you thinking about this as an option in your office and how it might change?
I think the main strength of Bitcoin as a currency would be as if people actually wanted to hold Bitcoin and then use it to purchase other services. Mm-hmm. Right now, I can't pay my office rent. I can't really pay my employees. I can't buy medications or medical supplies in Bitcoin, at least not easily. So as a small business, my interest in holding Bitcoin is limited.
You've had some interesting customer transactions involving Bitcoin.
Yes. One of our specialties in our medical practice is addiction treatment for things like opiates and alcohol and other substances. And a number of patients were actually previously obtaining their substances from the Silk Road, that dark internet site that went out of business or was shut down, where it was required to pay in Bitcoin to buy things illicitly. And when it went out of business, some patients were stuck without a good source of high-quality drugs for their habit. And that actually motivated a couple of them to want to get into drug treatment to deal with their problem. And they happened to have leftover Bitcoin with which to pay.
Dr. Paul Abramson has a private practice in the San Francisco area. Dr. Abramson, thank you very much.
So nice to be with you.
You can catch more of our series on Bitcoin. Just head to our website, marketplacetech.org. And before we go, an update on Google Glasses functionality, the new way to take a photo with the company's techie spectacles, not the head tilt, but a wink of the eye. So now if you want Glass to take a photo of someone, you wink at them. This seems kind of creepy, unless I guess you're Saint Nick. Hard to know if Google sent him a pair, but if they did, I hope his set came with a Google Maps app where you can select sleigh as a form of transportation. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.